Even if we don't get what we like, we're still not going to leave you. Live with tamimus. So over here, he's saying an amazing thing. People who like do things, look, I do this for this school, I do this for this school. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, it's going to happen. You're going to be Marich Yom Rishnai Yisov. But that's not why we're learning it. Don't do it with that tonight. So he said two things. He said for the person who doesn't want to live longer, don't worry about it. You're not doing it to live longer. It's only for the people who want to love life anyway. They're going to get it. The second thing is, that's not why we do things. We do things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, come to Hashem Elokecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that the life is going to be good. Okay. Now, last week, Aryeh asked a few questions. One question is,
What constitutes Shnayim Mikra? Okay? Is it twice being Hebrew? Is it once being Hebrew and then the second time with Rashi and all the Targum? Is it twice in English, once in English, once in Hebrew? What would constitute it?
Excellent question.
Last week, if you know how to copy me well, we started off last week with the Gemara. We brought down the Shitas Rishayim about the gather of it. And some Rishayim learned that it was only given for people who weren't able to be in shul. However, we don't pass them like that. The Beitzer doesn't pass them like that. We brought down Shita Satisis that says, the Machlokes between Rashi and Tisis, Mikra is a Chumash. What is the Targum? Targum is a Machlokes if it's the translation of every word. That's what Rashi says. Even if a word doesn't have an explanation to it, for example, even Ataris and Divine, right? But then we put down Shitas Atisus. Atisus says, that's not Tumshat, because if it's like the way Rashi says, it could have said Levi and Yehud. It didn't have to say even Ataris and Divine. I don't remember from last week. Atisus says it's the explanations of every word. Even Ataris and Divine, that you have, there's an explanation on Ataris and Divine. Basically, according to Atisus, it's the pirush, it's the explanations. According to Rashi, it's the exact translation. Huge machlokes is what it means. That means Tosfos is saying, learn pirush Rashi. That's what Tosfos is saying. Rashi is saying, translate every word. Now, according to the Shitas of Rashi, could I say Targum? Could I do Targum, which is, could I do English? Or is it specifically Targum Onkelos? That's the question that I'm posing to the oil.
Well, if I do Targum English, then I can understand every single word. If I don't do that, I mean, uncles and all that, I may not be able to understand every single word.
This question was posed to all of the Gedolei HaPoskim, of Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Belsky, Rav Moshe Sternbach. And I'm going to tell you what Rav Chaim Kanievsky said. He brings down from the Baal HaTanya that person is mekayim the mitzvah of limud Torah, even if he doesn't understand the words of Chumash, even if he says it.
Really?
Now, the Beis Yosef brings down that Targum is very important to say, and it has a mila over the Pirush Rashi, because Targum was said Misinai. Targum was said over Misinai. Ezra Chaim Kianievsky, since Targum is said over Misinai, even if you don't understand the Targum, it's better than saying it in English. It's better than saying it in English.
What about Rashi?
Wow.
Now.
Is it better to say Rashi? Right.
That's it.
No, still better to say Targum than Rashi. We're gonna see a second in the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber says, the Mechaber says it's a good thing to do both. Okay?
Meaning Targum and Rashi?
Yeah. A Yerush Shemayim should try to do both.
I think what Bobby says
okay.
Do both what? Uncles and Rashi?
Yeah. Uncles and Rashi. But before we get to that.
Yeah, a lot of time got
to come up. It's a lot of time. So before we get to that piece, I wrote down over here on page 5. Okay? On page 5. The Chuas van Hoggis, this is Ramosha Sternbach. Ramosha Sternbach is on the bottom on the left. You had one tshuva for Ramosha on the right. Ramosha writes in the tshuva. This is even before we're going to learn in the Mishabu a little bit. He writes, what about if you have a person that is a Ben Tayri is learning all day Gemara? Does he have to do Shnai Mikra of Echad Targum? Ramosha says it's an absolute chiyuv, one is required to do it. Ramosha laments on the fact, he says, that Shenis Rashul Ma'ud Af Ekel Harbe Bnei Taira. Bnei Taira are becoming very weak, and everybody's mechuyev in it, and learning Taira does not pater you from this mitzvah. Okay? That's what Ramosha writes, an important thing to know. So then he says over here, says that Ramosha Shtemro, Iyev Shnai Mikra Bechot Hagnus on the bottom left, Huchiyev Midarabon is the requirement Midarabonon, Kechokhiyev Midarabonon Kedisa Bishokhanav Sumeri Shtemach Behe. It's like any chiyuv d'rabban. Umash oishem mumara mefrosh tzharish merkul yamishnaisav. It's even more. It lengthens your life. But gra zatzal the gra hizer ma'ir alzeh ma oishem hizer al tamidim. He was very careful, and he warned the tamidim loy likroy bli lahavdin rakamitzel lumer lahavdin dafka. He told the tamidim not like the way we said over from the Baal Tanya, that you don't have to understand even one word you're saying. The gra says no. There's no such thing. One is mechuyev to understand what they're saying. According to his words, it's the proper thing to learn part of from the Sedra with the Targum and Rashi. He's saying the main point is to understand. Not like the people who read Targum, they don't understand what they're saying. No, Targum even Shemesh, he says, Lamaisa, even if you don't understand, still at the end of the day, it's better to say it because it was given over from Sinai. So he first establishes that one is required to say it, one is really required to understand it, but even if you don't understand it, you should still say it anyway. Then in the next paragraph, he says, well, what about the chiv of Chinuch HaNakatan? Is there a requirement of Chinuch HaNakatan for it? He says, well, any mitzvah, the Rabbanan, is there a chiv of the Rabbanan on Chinuch? He says, yes, but Lamaisi says to be makel on them a little bit. But then the next part is what I want to tell you. The Skamti Labal Tshuva, top over there in the second column, page 5. The Skamti Labal Tshuva, I was masking to Labal Tshuva Echad. We're all Bali Tshuva. Okay, Khan. Shemeshvasi Likrashnaim Mikra, Vyikra Hatargum Ingli. You shall read it in English. The Targum. Kim Shemeshvasi Maven Klaal Rashi Hatargum. They don't understand the word of Rashi and Targum. Even according to the Pesachim that says that the Targum has a mile with the Sinai, he has to understand a drop of the Targum. Now Ramesh Shtemach is starting to play, play a little game, but he's saying, as long as you understand a drop of Targum, he says at the end of the day, it's still it's better to read Laz English. Mm-hmm. He says at the end of the day, still, he warned them, make sure to read a proper translation. Lamaisa, our school has a very good translation. They're really translating with Targum and Rashi. That's what they're translating. Mm-hmm. It's not just regular translation, a translation that has Targum. Okay, it happens to be our school put out a pirish on Targum Onkelos.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some Talmidei Chachamim, they want to understand the Targum the proper way, so they read the Targum and they read that translation.
They also have our school on Rashi.
The Targum usually...
They have our school on Rashi, for sure.
The Targum usually translates word for word, except one place that I found that...
You have to understand what I'm saying. It's
one place.
Right. So I brought down from Chaim Kiyas, you don't have to understand at all what you're saying. Then I brought down over here from Ramesh Sternbach. Very frustrating. Then I brought down from Ramesh Sternbach. You have to understand at least a drop. And if you don't understand at least a drop, then it's still better to say the English. This is what Ramesh Sternbach said. Lamaisa Rabbi Belsky says do a little bit of this and do a little bit of that. The point is, whichever way you're going to go, you're going to have Malkum to do. What if somebody asked me, Lamaisa, what should I do? Should I go like a Moshe Sternbach and do English? Or should I do, just even though I don't understand the word, I would say, say Targum even if you don't understand the word. Why? Because at the end of the day, after a couple of years, you start understanding a little bit. So that's what we, at least we clarified that piece. Now, what do you do if you forget? Okay? What do you do if you forget 1 week? Do you go back? Do you not go back?
No. Yeah, one week or one
in
week.
In other words, can you make it up is what you asked.
Can you make it up? So now we brought down in the Gemara.
That's an off already.
Okay. So let's go straight halacha in this one. Okay, last week we were in the Lumdus, and the Lumdus really ties into the halacha very, very strongly. And I'll try to connect it a little bit. But let's go into like this. Go to page 3, please. Go to page 3, please. We had a Shiloh. What was the Shiloh that we had? Our Shiloh that we had, thank you very much, was, till when could you say it? So Tysus brought down, and we brought, saw on the Torah, and we saw on the Beis Yosef, that one should really finish it before the meal. Shabbos before the meal. Shabbos day. Then another shita was that you could do it till Shabbos by Mincha. Once the Shabbos by Mincha, it's the next parsha. And it's interesting, even though the Chinuch brought down that the reason why we lane the parsha, is because one of the pshatim is to prepare us for the laning. Here comes the one. The Truma Sedeshin says that can't be the entire pshat, because the Truma Sedeshin says we don't find anybody saying Shnai Mikra on the Arba Parshias, for example. Says the Truma Sedeshin.
Now, the lane,
if it's to prepare us to understand the laning, then you would have to. If it's Tamazaya Din to finish the whole Torah, says the Truma Sedeshin, if it's a Din to be able to finish the whole Torah, then it's not. Nothing to do with the laning of Kriyas HaTorah. Basically, the Shaila is, what is the din of Shnai Mikra? Is it a din to prepare you for the laning? Or is Tamazaya din to be able to be Gomer the whole Torah? That's what? It's a Kler. Both. Doesn't make a difference. It's a Chakira. Lamaisa, we're going to go with that it's in order to be able to finish the whole Torah. Now, even so, you're a level of doing it with Tzibur. When the Tzibur is doing it with you doing, but even with the Tzibur, as long as it's within the parsha, that is the mitzvah min ha-mofchar. Now, just to tell you, the Prima Gadim says that the Gemara says that in Rabbi Barab Medifti, he didn't have time to learn the whole year, so he wanted to finish it the whole Erev Yom Kippur. So they told him, if you didn't finish it the whole Erev Yom Kippur, what's going to happen? You're not going to have any time to eat, because every Yom Kippur you have to eat. So now, that means he wanted to do it the entire Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim's Shita is that the Etzim, the Chiyav is, he brings it, from that is Mashma, that as long as you finish it before the end of the year, it should be fine. As long as you finish before, and that's how we Paskin. That means,
oh, the year ends Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah?
Shmini Atzeret.
Okay. You're given on a few weeks.
He just had, I guess, he thought, I'll finish it by the end of the year. Now, the Prima Gadim has a Shita coming from Rabbeinu Simcha, that Rabbeinu Simcha says that if you didn't do it on the Shabbos, finish it by Shmini Atzeret. Said the Prima Gadim, by Shmini Atzeret, Rabbeinu Simcha says, why? Because that's the time that we're going with the Torah. Says Gadim, he means only on Shmini Atzeret. This idea of being able to finish is on Shmini Atzeret, we're going with the Torah, so on Shmini Atzeret, one has the allowance to be able to finish everything, but you can't do it in the middle of the year. That means if you miss Shabbos by Mincha, you're in for a long Simchas Torah, because you have to finish. But we don't pass them like that. We say you could finish it the whole year. Now, practical. Somebody missed Bereishis. Should they do Noyach or should they do Bereishis? Is your din to do it in order, or do you? What, next year it's over? It's the next. Right, like if I forgot Shacharis, I'll wait till tomorrow.
Then you're not going to do it.
You have Bereishis, you have time.
No. It's already the next time. The Paisim say, to do Noach now, because at the end of the day, even if I don't end up doing Bereishis, there's still a Mekayim, some type of, I'm still Mekayim a mitzvah. There's still a mitzvah. What's the Raya? A beautiful Raya from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, there's a Shaila, and Machlokes HaFaiskim, let's say on COVID, because there were shuls that didn't land. What should you do? Should you go back? Because there's a mitzvah to be Gomer the Torah. So where should they start laning from? Where's the shuls? They didn't lane for half a year. When they come back to lane, should they lane from, where should they lane from? Back to the place that they missed? No, so the Shaila, the Magen Avraham says, Lamaiso. Right? Mamish halach lamaiso. I think there were certain people who were machmer that just lane. But lamaiso, we don't do that. So what do we see? That Shnayim Mikra Mitzad itself, even if I missed the week before, doing Noach, it's not an all or nothing thing. So what? One, if one forgot Bereishis, they should do Noach.
Sphere Somer, the night.
Right. It's not Sphere Somer. They should do Noach and then go back to Bereishis when they have a chance. So let's review. If you don't know Targum, do it anyway. Do it anyway. There's market to be made if a person is not going to do it at all, to do it in English. Do it in English. There is a makom to be made to do it in English. There's no patur for a Talmud Chacham whatsoever. There's no patur. That's what the sheet of what Rabbi Moshe brings down. Now, we put down Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Even if somebody doesn't want to live, still he has to do it. Halacha Beis, Sim Reish Behei, page 3. Now, let's just go a little bit on the best part. Says the Mechaber, Beis, page 3, on top, Im Lamad.
Someone who went to
Im Lamad.
Targum, I can tell you the Targum said word for word, except one place where I found this difference.
Im
that's the Beochicho. So yeah,
page 3 on top.
The Targum says there that all the generations
are
all going to scream. But everywhere else, the Targum is exactly what the post is.
Any Ha'aris, I have no problem. You're telling me after the shift.
What?
Okay?
Yeah. No, but that's our thing. So that's the reason you should say Targum.
But it's the same thing, then why do it at all?
What?
Then why do it at all?
Because you're going to learn Gemara, but some people don't know Gemara lotion. They end up knowing how to learn Gemara.
Oh, it helps.
That's not important.
Okay. Now, I missed bringing one machaber. Because it goes from base to hay. The Mechaber brought down that if you learn it with Pirush Rashi, it's like Targum. The Yerush Shemayim should be do Targum and Rashi. Okay? Now. Yes.
A lot of work.
Yes. Now, I'm reading over the top of the Mechaber on Dalet, but I'm missing it. Page 4. Page 4 on top. The Mechaber on Dalet, I'm gonna read out to you the first part. It says Mitzvah min Amav Kor Sheyashlam Aitza Kedem Sheichel. You don't have this. Page 4 on top. I'm reading the part that's Mitzvah min Amav Kor Sheyashlam Aitza Kedem Sheichel B'Shabbos. The best way to do it before you eat on Shabbos. And Leishlam Kedem Achila Yashlam Achar Achila. If you didn't eat it before, if you didn't finish it before you ate, finish it after you ate. Ad Mincha Til Mincha. Yesh Aimrim Ad Revi B'Shabbos. Some people say till Wednesday.
Wow.
So let's say a person misses. No, do it at least till Wednesday. Some people say till Shmini Atzeres, and the Ramah brings down the Hainibus and Kosteris, Oz Mashalma Tibur, then the Tibur is going to finish it, so then you could finish it by there. Okay, now, question. When you hear the Shaila that's brought down, the Beis Yosef says, but the Mishbur says something else, very important to know. Very important to know, and I'm asking if anybody has any Ha'ara to what I'm about to say. Please ask me after this year. Don't ask me during this year. Okay? Yes. Okay. Shaila is like this. Number one, am I allowed to do Shnai Mikra at night? Why not? What would be wrong? So I'm going to explain to you what could be wrong with that.
Wow.
Before I say something wrong with that, what about doing it during Kriya Satira and not, I'm asking the Olam shouldn't, what's it called? Aharas? The Mechaber in Halacha Hay says on page 4, Yachal Likroi Shnai Mikra Vechatagam, the Shas Kriya Satira, page 4, A, on top, you can do it during Kriya Satira. Now, during Kriya Satira is Mashma, that you could do it even while the Chazan laning it without listening to him. Without listening to him. This Mechaber is really a Mordechai. The Mordechai brings down that a few of the Rishonim, that's how they did it. That's how they did it. The Pasha. So somebody's going to not do it. And that's the question that's asked by many, many people. Question, is it better not to do it for me, not to do it at all, or to do it while laning? You hear the Shiloh?
While laning.
And not listen to the Chazan doing Kriya Satayra.
I said. Provide that 10 people will listen.
Robert said, don't.
It's important that the 10 people should listen.
I said, no Ha'aris now.
Might be a broken elevator.
I said, no Ha'aris now. Okay? The Beis Yosef says very clearly, Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, the one we just mentioned, he did it. Rav Avram, they would do it, Shas Kriya Satayra. And they held that since it's the Ba'oisei Inyan Asad, since I'm reading the part that they're laning, so I'm not doing something else, it's fine. So says the Mechaber on that, Yachal Lekhet Aparsha, Shnai Mekav Echer Targum, Peshas Kriya Satayra. And they look at the Mechaber, hey, you don't want to see it? Hey? Yeah? Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Hey, by the Yud Dalet, a little bit on top of the hand. The Shlo is Machmer. Everybody has to hear it from the Balkere. You have to hear every single word and see in the Chumash. You can't help them at all. Basically, there's other sheet that they hold. The Barak and Gavul and Gavul Mutter only between being Gavul and Gavul and Mutter. And we call Mokka and Nira. The Likrit Balachash Mila Bamila and Mashleach Tiba in Lachmam. To read it quietly. I mean, the Gra held, you're not even allowed to read it along with the Balkari. Gra held, you're not even. You have to be listening to it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to be machmer. That kibush mechamin ad gam l'shmaya kol teva and piyaseich tibur, because you're also having kavana to listen to every word of the shliach tibur. Magen Avraham heavy b'shem matem meisha the lachil nachum lasis kain. Magen Avraham brings down that really it's better to do it to read word for word. Same kasu kam achreinim. Many achreinim say something like that. So this is very, very important.
That you should do it with the chazan.
They should do it with the chazan. So now. This is what machlokes exactly.
But they never said how we should do it, like it is Aliyah every day and one day two.
Oh, okay, very good.
Because then you're okay, because if you follow that schedule, you're never going to fall behind, and you don't have to kill yourself. It's like okay,
you start on Sunday, Utsu Sheni, and Monday.
No, right.
And I don't go to by Utsu, I do it by five sheets.
Okay.
Two or two the same. Three and five.
Okay, so the question is.
One a day sounds good. It's easy. It's not such a big job like that.
So the question is, what's the best way to do it? What's the best way to do it? Lamaisa, we don't pass. I'm just saying, you want to know if somebody does it, is he not? Lamaisa, the halacha doesn't go like the machaber. Even if it's a straight machaber, if you're a Sephardi, you're probably more of a malkum to be lenient on being able to do it while the guy is reading. Lamaisa, the Shlach Kaddish, and the Magen Avraham, the Machmer, that you cannot do it. You have to mamish listen to the Balkari. Now, what's the best way to do it? The Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says like this. I don't know if I put it down. Hold on. Let me see if I put it over here. Yeah. If you look on top on page 3, by the way, the Arizal brings down that he's a Milo of reading it in the Sefer Torah itself.
Milo
of reading it in the Sefer Torah itself.
You don't have your
luxuries. I know. And Kabbalah Chaim brings down that it's good to do it with the trough. And Rav Moshe Sternbach says this, that it's a Milo to do with the trough, is only if you read it straight in the Sefer Torah. But if you're not reading it straight in the Sefer Torah, then there's no Milo doing with the trough. So if you look on top of page 3, it says like this, by the Mishnah Berurah, okay? Now, Bays, two important pieces. Let's say I said it once, the thing, and then I heard from the Chazan once, but I didn't say it with him, and then I said Targum. Does listening to the Chazan considered count as one or not? The Mishnah Berurah and Bays, okay? Shnai Mikra, Avala Yikra Echot, Mikrov Echot Targum, Yicham Lishmaya Meshliyat Tibur, do not do one time and one time targum and have a kavanah from Siach Tzibur. I'll talk look like base palm mikra. You have to read it twice. Chutma Yeshama Meashli B'Tzibur. Besides what Siach Tzibur says, Emloi Shekar Gam Kim B'Tziv. Unless you actually said it along with him. I'm a Magen Avraham Sif Kadosh Ches. Chazav Shem Lechon Chamudis. The B'Diavad Yeter Palm Achav B'Mash Shama Siach Tzibur. Very important B'Diavad over here. But the Yevid one is Yaitse if he heard it once in the Shiach Tibur. There are some that are Machmer, even with the Yevid. So this is an important thing, because Lamaisa, if somebody asked me, what should I do? Should I go back? Lamaisa, if the person heard every single word from Shiach Tibur, so there's Machmer to be Mekel that I heard. Let's say it's very hard for a person to do. A person can say, I'm not doing it. Could you do it at least one Targum? Yeah. Could you do one Mikra? Yeah. I can't do 2 to 9 mikra. Can you listen to the Shliach Tzibur? Yes. Okay, so there you have it. With the Eved, hearing every word from the Baal Kaire is considered one time. That's one. It's considered one. Right. It's not L'chat Chila, but the Eved is something. You always have to know where the Eved are. Then he says, Uva Inyan and Kriya, regarding reading by the hand. You see the hand? Inyan and Kriya, Yesh Deyat Ben Achron. How should you do it? Yesh, I mean, some people say, you could call Pasuk Beis Pa'amim, Targum Ha'achad, Vidavar Shalom Meshul Lemar, Vidavar Shalom Meshul Lemar, and then the Targum of Vidavar Shalom Meshul Lemar. Yesh, I mean, some people say, you could call Parsha Beis Pa'amim, Rachagav Targum. You should read each Parsha. Now, what does Parsha mean? Hainu, you could call Parsha Pasucha Istuma Beis Pa'amim, which means every Samach and Pei. You go to a Samach, you go to a Pei, that's a Parsha. But Magen Avram, Shari Tshuva, Mestadim, Kadei Rishayna, the Magen Avraham, and the Shari Tshuva like the first day. Well, Sefer Ma'aser Rabbis. The Ma'aser Rabbis is the Sefer of the Groz Hanhagos, the way he conducted himself. Chagron Noglimer, Hatargum, Achel Kol Parsha Psucho Istum. The Groz had a minute to say Targum after every Parsha Psucho Istum. Oy Mokim Shinera, Yoicher, Hefzakanin, or on something that is a bigger Hefzak, which means when it's a different discussion, different topic. Really like the way the Prakim are set up. Now, our Prakim are not from a Jewish origin, but they're made with the idea that these are different. Lamaisa, we accept it, even though it's not from a Jewish origin. They say it may have come even from a priest, Prakim. But Lamaisa, we use it. Now, we incorporate Uvid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, Uvid, Ovid Kamar Ovid. However you do it is fine. Then he says, Mishu Baki Betam Uvin the Kubis Bapet, somebody who's a Baki and being able to lane, probably Lahadi Lukwais the Sefer Torah Gufa, it's good to be Mahadir and doing in the Sefer Torah itself. So here we say, however you're going to do it, it's going to be fine. Now, yeah, there are some who do a little bit every single day, and that's also fine. The Maisa, the Kabbalah Chaim brings down, The Kabbalah Chaim brings down that before you do Shnai Mikra, you should have L'shem Yichud. Say L'shem Yichud, I'm going to say Shnai Mikra of Echad Targum. Okay? And then he says that this is an important piece. You want to understand some interesting things? Take a look at page 4, please. Page 4, on the bottom, Ois Tes.
This is the one you're excited about?
Well, it's a very important piece. It's a very interesting thing. That I was sick, he passed from doing Shnai Mikra. That's a pretty big leniency. Wow, I never heard of that in my life. For a Vashon.
Constitute sick.
What?
Headache.
Constitute
sick?
Probably not.
He says, but here's where he gets very interesting. Mukamakam, nevertheless, Nira, it appears. Yeshua Shlima Acher Sheis Rapa, you should finish it after you get better. Yeshleit Hei Tarosa Shal Shnai Mikravecha Targum, Oil Rekia Chaseira B'Shonahi. That Torah of Shnai Mikravecha Targum is going to be missing in that year. You're going to miss it. It's like missing something in Shemayim. It's not just like you're doing a little bit, well, okay, if I do it or not, it makes such a big difference that there's something missing.
This guy.
That's right. So now comes the Shiloh. One Shiloh is, if the Dino create Shnai Mikra, what about an Oval? Does an Oval do it or does an Oval not do it? What about an Oval?
Yeah.
What about learning in shul? Do they do learning in shul? So is Shnai Mikra considered like a din of Kriya Satira? Or is it considered a din of Lima Satira? Is it considered a din of Kriya Satira? Or a din of Lima Satira? Lamaisa, the Rambam, this is the brisk of art that we were saying, Rambam puts it in Hilchot Tefillah. The Rambam does not put it in Hilchot Talmud Torah. Perhaps some Achrayim want to say a raya that being that the Rambam doesn't put it in Hilchot Talmud Torah, it's not a din of Talmud Torah. It's a din of Kriya Satayra. It's a preparatory thing of understanding what they're going to be laying. So if you say it like that, so then Avos Alad Shnai Mikra. So the Pesukim talk about that Shaila. Now let's talk about, this is the last thing I want to talk about, doing Shnai Mikra at night. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is that the Zayra that Arizal brings down, that you're not allowed to do Torah Shavik Tav at night.
That lesson people don't read Tehillim at night.
What's the reason for that?
They usually don't say Tehillim at night for the
Please reason. Take a look at page 8. We're Mako, by the way, on these things. Usually. On page 8, it brings down like this. First, we bring down the Baruch Hetiv, Baruch Chaim Tzim Reish Lam Chaim Tzim Kod Malach, all the way on the top, Ein Likra Mikra Balayla, do not read Sukkim at night. Harizal. Comes along the Shartin and the Mishabura. He said like this, Kasi Baruch Hetiv, Ein Likra Mikra Balayla, Uvrim and Gana Mashmaz, Yach Likra Mikra Yoladu. But Nira Da Fila Machmir and Les Bezay, even says the Chavetz Chaim, even the people who are Machmur, it's not Usser. It's not Usser. It's better to do it in a day. So Mishabura takes a very litvish approach. It's not that it's usher, it's l'chatchila you should do it in a day. He says, why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he learned Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he learned, the Medrash says, he learned Torah in the day, and he learned Mishnayos at night. Okay? That's the way the Mishabura understands. However, this is the difference between a Chassidish way of learning that result and the Litvish way of learning that result. The Mishabura is saying, it's not that you're not allowed to learn Mikra at night. It means that it's better to learn them in the day. Why? Because that's the time that Moshe Rabbeinu learned it. I have no idea. Because Moshe Rabbeinu learned it in the day, that's what we're supposed to learn in the day.
What about Koset Venetia?
Try to emulate him. Okay.
What about Dini? Dini's Goyver and your Koset Venetia?
Yeah. I hear you. With that logic, yeah, comes along the Ben Ish Chai, and he brings down, and this is not just the Ben Ish Chai. The Chacham Ovadia has a whole tshuva, which I put on the next page. But let's first... let's read it from the Ben Ish Chai, and he brings it down, the basically word for word of Darizal, and right under what we just said, Ain Likra Mikra Balayla Shafal Batam. You shouldn't. Da Mikra Ba'asiyah. Da Laila Bechina Asasiyah. Mikra is Ba'asiyah. and Laila is Asiyah. Does anybody know what that means? Mikra is Asiyah, and Laila is Asiyah. Asiyah is action. I have no idea what this means. I have no idea. I don't understand what it means. Mikra is Asiyah, and Laila is Asiyah.
From Tanya.
No, Laila Bechina.
Yeah, but that's what it means. I'm not sure what that means. I mean,
Rabbi Yoina says that by
Diber
is considered like a seer.
So
it could be a region of Diber.
The blaze of things.
I'm trying to answer the question.
Okay, no, but the rabbi asked me not to.
He asked the question, so what does it mean?
I'm trying to,
explain
it.
So explain to me, please, afterwards. Va'kol hudinim, and they're all judgments. Basically, Chumash has dinim attached to it. That doesn't mean you should learn Chumash. And when you learn Chumash at night, you're ma'ir dinim and shemayim. The Chumash HaKasa Rabbeinu Zal B'Shar Mitzvahs Parshas B'Shan Ayn Sham. As a Ben Shchai, Miu, nevertheless, B'lo Shabbos, B'lo Yom Tov, Peir Mikra B'in Lachash. On Shabbos and Yom Tov is fine. Chem B'lo Shishi Karim Chafah P'sukim Ayn Chashash. You can read 26 sukkim. Why? Because Shem Avai is Midas Sarach. Yudke Vavke is Gemashi 26. So you can do up to 26 sukkim.
Up to 26.
I will let Rosh Chodesh Dinim Benyan that Kshar Leil Lizchol. Rosh Chodesh doesn't help. Okay? Says the Ben Ishchai from the Chidah. Ragoin Chidah to Abashmat is a safe of Pesach and Naim Kosov. Dama Arash in Idea Lukas El Rach Tayyish of Sav Shar Lukas El Oil. And Dama Arash, you can't do anything else. He's able to do it. Ayn Sham. Okay? So now, in the next paragraph, the Chidah says, he heard from one Gadol Mekubal, he doesn't say who it is, there's a chilf between Tehillim and other Pesukim, which means, Tehillim you can be Mekul. Tehillim you can be Mekul. Ma'at Ben Ishchai is only Mekul on Tehillim after Chatzais. So what do you have over here? You are some people that are Machmer, the ones who are a little bit more of Makbar on Tayyar Sakabala, not to do Shnai Mikra at night. So you say, Rabbi, what Lamaisa do I do? If I'm not going to do it at night, I'm not going to do it at all. Then do it at night, Shemir Mitzalei, their Davara. But if somebody has the time to do it, there is some element to do it in the middle of the day rather than what's it called. The Rav Yaakov Emden brings down from the Chacham Tzvi that there's some element of not doing Chumash Mati Shabbi. It's a very interesting thing because many people have finished it.
What's this about Tehillim at night?
Tanakh. Well, Maisa, there's more makam to be makel on Tehillim than Chumash itself. And there's more reason to be machmer, Matei Shabbos, than the rest of the week. So Maisa, at the end of the day, what do we come out with? Time is an important thing. One could do it whichever way they want. He's makam to be makel when it comes to English. If somebody didn't do it in the middle of the missed one Shabbos, go on to the next one. Hearing it for the Balkari, if I can't say the words, I'm here to be the Eved. According to the Kavachayim, if somebody's a Chayla, some reason he has a freebie. I you know. What does the Chayla mean? I guess he couldn't do it. He doesn't have to make up. That I never heard of such a thing like that. But he's the only one who says it from my awareness, my understanding. The Mechaber Lamaisa says that in the middle of Kriya Satera, one is allowed to read it along, not listen to the Balkari. Lamaisa, we don't have on that. And whichever way you go ahead and lane it, this way, Snai Mikra, Twat Mikra, the whole Parsha, where do you, does the Targum come after the two-time Mikra? Does it come in between? I think the Chazanish used to do it in between. Mikra, Targum, Mikra. Whichever way you do it is fine. The bottom line is, that I wanted to bring out to you, there is a real thing to do it. We should try our best in doing it. Even if you didn't do Bereshit, just go on with Nayach. And Rav Chaim ben Akasha Emor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mazakis and Yisrael, Tichar V'Hir V'Mter Mitzvah, Shnamar Ben Echav Yisban, Tirkei Yisrael Karev Yadir, we do not have a minion. Shkoyach for coming, Shkoyach for the anonymous sponsor. He should be Zeich to make sponsor many, 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 many children. Chavis Adar, Tzeich Oysher, and Tzeich Chavis.
Amen.